people love to judge other people's parenting styles. Even when they say you're not supposed to judge, let's be honest, a lot of times they're doing it. But has a person ever complained to you about your child? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. You know, Dakota, my little one, she's three. She's a lot. You know, she's a toddler. The terrible threes, all of it. And we do our best with her, as much as we can. We do everything we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But the other night, we were having dinner at a Mexican restaurant. And the restaurant itself is pretty loud. You know, it's kind of like the action is going on.
It's a bustling place, right? There's an energy to it.
But for some reason, my baby girl, she will let out a scream. The most highest-pitched scream out of nowhere. For no good reason. It's, I think, just basically because all the attention turns to her. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, she's an agent of chaos.
Yeah, so
that's
I'm,
what she is. She likes to throw a hand grenade in the middle of this thing.
100%. So I'm halfway, you know, plowing through a chimichanga. And all of a sudden, I hear her. And she goes, ah! But I mean, like, it is the loudest pitch scream ever. And of course, like, the restaurant gets a little bit quiet and everybody looks at her. And I'm like, oh. And my husband does the thing where he scoops her up. And he walks her out to, you know, have the talk with her about, you can't do that. You can't scream in the middle of a restaurant.
Right,
we told you this a million times.
How many talks does this happen typically, you know, during a single meal? Is it one time? Is it three times?
It's like the lottery, Raven. You never know when you're going to hit the jackpot or when it's going to be, you know, like you're not going to get through the whole meal with no problems or when you're going to be 17 times in, you know?
Fair to say. I just needed to ask. Okay.
Okay. So now there's an elderly woman that's sitting like directly diagonal behind us. And when Dakota screams, she shrieks, you know?
You can see her shrink away, right?
Yep. And I don't think anything of it. And then Paul comes back with Dakota, my husband, and they sit down. And, you know, Dakota's now not eating because she never eats anything. And the elder woman walks over to the table and she taps Paul on the shoulder. And Paul turns around and says, yes? And she goes, I lowered my hearing aid for your baby. And he's like, what? I lowered my hearing aid in case your baby screams again.
Oh.
But she's shouting because her hearing aid has been turned so low she can no longer hear herself. And my husband, and thankfully she went to him and not to me because I don't know how I would have reacted.
Right.
My husband is so much more calm than I am. You
know? Yeah. He's been in situations before. Supervisor.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that experience.
And he's just like, I'm sorry, ma'am. She won't do it again. And of course, this is a lie because we don't know when she's going to do
it. Lottery.
Yeah. We
no
have
idea.
No idea when she's going to do it again. We just do our best.
The audacity of people when they come and they get in somebody else's business, right?
Right. And I always say, like, we're having dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because this is when we try to not avoid the crowds. But of course, you're dealing with the elderly at 4 o'clock in the afternoon having dinner.
Right,
you know?
Because it's a late meal for them.
Yeah. Am I alone? Have you ever been in a situation like this? Have you ever been judged for your parenting? Or has somebody ever complained about your child? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Had my toddler at a Mexican restaurant over the weekend, and she screams. The baby screams. I don't know what to do. I try to make her stop. She does it out of nowhere. And this elderly woman came over and tapped my husband on the shoulder. I had to turn down my hearing aid because of your baby. And I was like, oh my gosh. And my husband is so calm and collected. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. And I was like, what are we supposed to do? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're having dinner. We're doing the best we can to like avoid the crowds. But sometimes people just complain about your kids.
Yeah, sometimes people just got to open their mouths.
Yeah. When did someone complain about yours? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Yes, we were in church. And my son, every time, you know, they rang the bells, he kept saying, ice cream man, ice cream man. Yep.
You know what? It would be awfully cool if once in a while the ice cream man pulled right next to the church or right into the church at that time,
that's
right?
Not for nothing. They walk around with the donations. Wouldn't it be nice if once in a while they handed out an ice cream?
What if somebody was working at like a baseball game, right? They come through, you buy the ice cream. You expect to pay a premium. After all, it's for Jesus. But, you know, either way, you're getting a little snack. Hot peanuts being thrown pew to pew. That would be great.
Yeah, you can't complain. Leave that kid alone.
And Ann Raven, when did somebody complain about your child?
Not really complain about me, but your restaurant story reminded me of a story when my kid was about one and a half. He was choking on a breadstick in a pizzeria, and I was sitting across from him. And I did this maneuver where I grabbed him, held him upside down, hit him between the shoulder blades, cleared his throat. It was sort of like automatic. And when I sat back down, I didn't even know what happened. Some old lady turns to me and says, "He would have been fine." And it was kind of
a like, lady, this is how we do things.
One of the other dads was like, "Somebody buy that guy a beer." I'm like, "Dude, I can't even have a beer right now. I think I lost 3 years of my life." And I just heard, "He would have been fine."
Like, what is it up with the old ladies? Like, what? Why are they always got to say something?
Well, that's the thing is it's always that day that you feel like it's up to you to engage, right? And most other people, they're just like, "No, I'm going to mind my business."
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Does somebody ever complain about your child?
So very similar to the story I just heard you say. Me and my wife, we have four young kids. They currently are between the ages of 7 and 12. This was probably 5 years ago, so they were between the ages of 2 and 7. We went to a local pizza shop again to have dinner roughly 4 o'clock. Four rambunctious kids, you know, spilling of water, spilling of drinks. I don't want the cheese on pizza. When we left the restaurant, there was a note on our car door because we were like literally the only other car in the restaurant parking lot, and it said, "You be mindful of your kids when you're at dinner and at a restaurant. Maybe you should not be taking them out."
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right, just eat at home.
But there's a lot of people that believe that, and that makes me so upset. It's like, you're at a pizzeria. Like, what do you think? It's one thing if you're going to like a 5-star dining restaurant, but you're at a family friendly place. Maybe they shouldn't be there. How about that?
Get so mad. You know, when it's something you care about, something you love, I'd be the same way. Somebody tells me about my dogs, forget it.
1-800-330-9999. When somebody complain about your kid.
Elderly woman, she went right up to my husband, tapped him on the shoulder.
"I had to lower my hearing aid because your baby's so loud."
Oh, I can't imagine that moment. You know, just the confrontation, the showdown, the stare down, all those things that happen in that moment. Your husband's really a saint to be like, "Sorry, ma'am, it won't happen again."
I know. And it will happen again because she's 3 years old and she screams. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm doing my best to raise her. I mean, and we're just trying to survive at this point.
Right.
As a parent, when has somebody complained about your child? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. TNN Raven.
Oh, yeah. So we have a story. One time when we were on our way, we were going to Mexico, actually. My daughter was 3 years old, right at the time when, like, Dora the Explorer was really popular. She had her headphones in, and she loved to sing, and she was singing the Dora the Explorer song. And the guy next to us was like, "Can she shut up already?" Oh. And my jaw dropped, and I was like, I can't believe he just said that. And then there was like a delay, and I was like, "There's no way we're going to sit with a delay next to this guy." I had the flight attendant change our seat. But the funniest thing of it all was that when we got off the plane in Mexico, his luggage was missing.
Nice. Right. And you think that was by accident?
Yeah.
I think the flight attendant hooked you up on that one.
Good.
That's what
it should
think.
Should be. Yeah.
And amazingly, my daughter's become like an amazing singer now, too. So it was just like one of those funny moments because we always like laugh about the guy who laughed at her when she was 3 years old singing on the airplane.
That guy had no idea that he was getting a free concert of a future like incredible artist.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. Maybe it was also Lionel Richie and he was rejecting the golden ticket right there.
Either way.
Anything could have happened. I didn't really look at him. Might have been Lionel.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Somebody ever complain about your child?
Yes. My daughter is a diabetic. And when she was 2 years old, she was put on an insulin pump, which looks like a beeper. And I had taken her to a toy store after, you know, because I was very upset, you know, and I wanted to get her something nice. And this old woman is following us around the store, staring at her and staring at her. So I said, "Do you have a problem?" And she was like, "I can't believe you have your child with a beeper." Like, she felt like a beeper for a phone.
I mean, get out of here,
oh,
lady.
Oh, my God. I was ready to... I didn't know if I wanted to smack her, yell at her, or cry.
Yeah.
All so of ignorant. Them. All yeah. those feelings.
You know what?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it would be super convenient if at dinner time, instead of opening the front door and screaming, you could just page them 143.
Yes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did somebody complain to you about your child?
Yeah, this just happened to me the other day. I was in a grocery store, and my 4-year-old was kind of, you know, running up and down the aisle that I was on, but it was harmless. And I had this, you know, elderly woman come up to me and basically say that I need to do a better job of controlling my kid.
Mm.
And it was just so inappropriate. And I wanted to be like, ma'am, I'm sure you've been in my position. You know, take yourself back 80 years and put yourself in my shoes. My child's not harming anyone, not hurting anyone, not even screaming, not making a fuss. It was frustrating.
It's fear driving that. If your child bumps into her, she's going to bust a hip. That's fear. It's fear, pure fear.